This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, man, we talked about this with the Steelers. Oh, the wide receiver two position's not great. Why? Well, they didn't address it. Oh, slot corner's been a problem. Why? Well, we knew that was going to be an issue coming in. Tristan Jarry, an issue again for the Penguins. Three goals given up on the first five shots of the game. Gets pulled, gets booed, mercilessly coming off the ice. And then Joel Blomqvist comes in and stops two breakaways, made all the timely saves, gave the Penguins a chance to ultimately win this game. Doran, is it as simple as don't give Jarry the net back? Because I kind of think it is.
Yes. I mean, whenever things look different, and especially, like, you don't even take into account of anything that, outside of just what you see with your eyes. It looks different whenever somebody else goes in the net. It looks different. And then whenever you take account into who is going to into the net, a guy in his third start, NHL start. A guy that's a rookie looks night and day different. Like, the guy just doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have the confidence. Never really had the confidence, and sometimes he will play good. I understand that. That's what warranted, you know, his contract. But the injuries, the playoff performances, the performances. I mean, the guy split time last year with Nedeljkovic.
When you needed to win down the stretch, he got left out of the lineup
exactly.
13 consecutive games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're one of the top goalies in the NHL, like, that doesn't happen.
No.
You don't go back and forth.
No, you
don't
take go to the second guy. The net at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's giving it away again. So,
quick.
I mean, I don't know what Nedeljkovic's situation is, but it has to be Blomqvist and Nedeljkovic.
Like, I agree.
I don't know the minutia of, like, how you make that happen, or you wave or trade. Like, I don't know how they're going to deal with that, but you owe it to the team. You owe it to the guys we just talked about for the first half hour of the show to put the best player in the net night in and night out, and that clearly isn't Tristan Jarry right now. Clearly isn't. And I don't see him coming back and being this all-star goalie.
No, I don't think he's got that bounce-back factor.
No.
We'd have seen it through this point in his career if he did. I mean, I think about his playoff numbers, comes up small in the biggest moments. I think about the turnover in the Islanders series where I really thought the Penguins had a chance there. They've been let down by goaltending in their most recent couple of playoff appearances. And one of the reasons they've been let down is because Tristan Jarry is not healthy. I'm kind of oddly happy that this is happening right now, that he didn't start off really good, and we convince ourselves that because of his talent, a multiple-time All-Star, oh, wow, maybe he's actually figured it out. Oh, wow, he's staying healthy. No, you find out early. You played five games. He's clearly not better than the other guy. Both players drafted in the first round. Blomqvist was an AHL All-Star last year. He's got pedigree. It's not like even Nedeljkovic last year where you were riding the hot hand. No, this could be, probably should be your goaltender of the future here. Run with him. And it's different than the Russell Wilson thing because Russell Wilson's been there, done that. Tristan Jarry's been there and disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to play Jarry, you're playing him over the future, and he's clearly the worst guy right now. Look, you're going to have to eat it here. It's a bad decision to not trade him this offseason by Kyle Dubas. It was a bad decision to give him the contract in the first place. I know money's money. And I know you've got one salary cap to adhere to, but you also owe it, like you said, to Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson to put the best guy in there between the pipes. Because if you get average goaltending, if you get above average goaltending, if you get good goaltending, you're going to have a shot. You're going to have a shot. So play the kid.
Well, and the kid is pretty good, too.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the guy, and I think I said three starts. I think he has two starts, and he only has three games that he played in. So, excuse me there. But, you know, I pay attention to what the big-time players have to say. And I do like watching, and I don't know if we talked about this on air, but I heard Pony and Muller talk about this yesterday. And I don't know if we talked about this on air a couple days ago or off air, but they said exactly what we were saying about the TNT broadcast with the NHL in comparison and doing the same model of the NBA. I can't remember if we did it on or off, but I listened to, you know, Biz. I like him. I like what he brings to the table. But I also listened to Henrik Lundqvist, and he gave a lot of praise to Blomqvist. And whenever a guy like that gives praise and gives the details of the praise,
yes,
it's pretty significant. And he was detailing his game and how impressed he was and how poised he is and talking about how tight he is in the net and how he keeps his arms in and how he just nothing does faze him. You're getting praise like that, and especially in the moment that you had to come in and revive the team, that's pretty significant. How could you turn your back on that right now? Knowing that everything that has to fall into place this year, and we talked about a lot of things with the Penguins, and it's only been a few games. Like, you owe it to Sidney Crosby, you owe it to Chris Letang, you owe it to Evgeny Malkin. You have a young guy that is probably going to be your future. He was an all-star last year, has worked his way up, and then he comes in, and you get to have that moment you did last night with Malkin and Crosby because of that kid.
Yeah.
Because of him.
If Jari plays the entire game,
you're not getting that.
You're giving up seven goals and you're losing.
You're not getting that.
No.
How could you turn? I don't know how you could sit there and really tell yourself that it would be appropriate to go back to 35, to go back to Jari.
They know too.
Yes.
They know too. It's
and
so deflating.
Yeah. They love him, but like it is what it is. They're trying to win, man.
Yes. And you need to win now in October. I mean, it's just as important now as it is at the end of the season. We have hit on that a bunch because it's true. They've missed the playoffs by, what, a combined 3 points the last 2 years? Like, if Jari just, hey, you have the net, figure it out. They lose yesterday, and there's 2 points flushed down the toilet. Lundqvist, to your point, he said, I think, talking about Blomqvist, I think this guy is going to take over the net.
Yep.
He sees it. Crosby sees it, Malkin sees it, Letang sees it, Carlson sees it. Doesn't mean that he wasn't left out to dry a little bit. People are texting that in.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay. But
you're allowed to make a save.
Yes, Blomqvist dealt with the same thing.
You're allowed to make a save. You're getting paid a lot of money.
Yes.
You're allowed to do that.
Yes, you need to do that.
Yeah.
It's not always how bad the goal is, but the timing of it. And Blomqvist twice stopped breakaways.
Breakaways, yep.
Because you're pushing to try to score, to try to get back into the game, and so you're going to take some chances. You need your goalie on the other end to bail you out. That was Fleury's strength. You look at the stats sometimes. Fleury's stats weren't always great in Pittsburgh. Didn't win a Vezina until he left. I think about, what's his face? Jackass, who was here before. Well, with Lemieux.
Barrasso.
Thank you, Tom Barrasso. I don't know why Tom Barrasso fell out of
Jackass.
My head.
Jackass.
Like, you look at it, you look at his stats. They weren't always great, but he got left out to dry because the way the Penguins have always wanted to play hockey, he made the save. That's what Blomqvist did last night.
Yeah.
He made the saves at the moments. And yeah, he gives up a couple in the third. Okay. But they don't get there. They don't get to overtime if he doesn't make the saves he made in the
Absolutely.
Second period and down the stretch.
Absolutely.
So he's got to be the guy.
Yeah, how could you ignore that? How could you ignore that? It is what it is. You're trying to win. And, you know, I mean, it gave those guys a shot of life, clearly.
Yes. Play the best guy.
Like, whenever you're Crosby and you're those guys, like, and you see a young guy that goes in the net, like, your mindset is like, we can't let this guy sit on the island by himself. And he saved them. And they saved him, and that's how it works. And they will play. They love Jari, clearly. Like, that's their guy. But at the end of the day, it's about W's, man. It really is. And this has to be the right decision. They can't even think too hard about this.
No,
you can't think too hard about this situation.
Put him on waivers, and he'll clear. And let him spend some time in Wilkes-Barre, like Miroslav Chatan. Like Wade Redden did back in the day for the Rangers. It sucks, but look, handing out the money, bad. Not trading in this offseason, bad. But playing him, you're paying him and actively torpedoing your chances. I would rather just have to eat it and not actively torpedo the chances to win hockey games and get to the play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.